Hey, want to say good morning and welcome back to Joe Witt Church, Vice President of Campus Operations for Ratio Christi at Purdue University. A Symposia Christi is coming up February 2nd and 3rd, and if you're scratching your head and going, I'm not sure I've heard of that, what is it? Well, we're going to tell you because we want you to be part of it. Hey, Joe, good morning.
Hey, Kelly, it's a privilege to be on your show again. How are you this morning?
Well, I have thawed out and the drive wasn't as bad as I feared, so I am good. How are roads where you are?
Pretty good. That got a little freezing rain last night about 9 o'clock, but the snow accumulation wasn't very much. I haven't been out driving in it yet, so I don't know for sure, but it looks reasonable.
Oh, yeah, it's not too bad getting around. Just take your time. Hey, Joe, before we get into talking about Symposia Christi, I know that not necessarily everyone is familiar with Ratio Christi. Share a little bit first about what that ministry is.
Yes, we're a campus ministry that has a particular niche for doing what's called Christian apologetics, which is giving a reason for the hope that we have in Christ with gentleness and respect. We tend to focus on giving scientific reasons, philosophical reasons, and historical reasons why it is reasonable and actually preferable to follow Jesus Christ as Lord. So students have hard questions. Why is there so much pain and suffering in the world? And a lot of times different campus ministries are focusing on evangelism or basic discipleship and that sort of thing. Sometimes these hard questions for some of these students go pretty deep. And that's where we come in and add value to other Christian organizations, as well as having our own discussions on specific topics of apologetics, like the design argument or the moral argument and so forth. So that's what we are. That's what we do. We also minister on high school campuses and amongst the professoriate.
Well, you know, our culture seems to be changing so rapidly anymore, Joe. And I know that one of the questions has got to be, and I'll tell you, I've been reading a lot about this online too, artificial intelligence being widely implemented into our culture. And people have got to be asking, do I matter? Because, you know, January is Sanctity of Human Life Month. And I know that Symposia Christi is coming up, and that's one of the things you're going to be addressing is, do we matter? Share with us about what Symposia Christi is.
Well, Symposia Christi is Latin for a symposium that belongs to Christ, and Ratio Christi is the reason of Christ. But this is a large event that we do at Purdue University every February, and it's meant to seek out hot topics of the culture on a cold Super Bowl weekend. We don't meet during the Super Bowl, but before it on Friday night and Saturday. And the subject this year is, do you matter and says who? And like you said, between the rush of society and the speed of cultural change, and students and people in society in generally do not feel very valued. It's like nobody has any significance unless they're identified with some particular affinity group or some cause, or they get 3 minutes of fame because they have an extraordinary singing voice for a second. And the truth is, of course, people are created in God's image and of immense value through creation, and that He desires them through recreation as well. So we have Dr. Scott Ray coming to speak on the subject, do you matter, and says who? You know, do you matter because you say so or because your parents love you? That's important, but is it transcendent? Is it lasting? Is it meaningful in that ultimate sense? So this is the question we're seeking to address at the symposium this year, and I think a lot of people struggle with, is their life really making a difference? Do they really have eternal significance?
Hey, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Joe Witt Church, Vice President of Campus Operations for Ratio Christi at Purdue University, discussing Symposia Christi, which is coming up February 2nd and 3rd. It's an important discussion that you're going to be invited to be part of, and we'll get you some more information about where you can go online to get details in just a minute, too. But I was looking over the website earlier, Joe, and I see that some of the other topics, in fact, it looks like you're speaking on one as well, diversity and beauty in you via the image of God. Does gender matter, a gospel response to gender dysphoria? That's a huge topic alone
that
in and of itself.
Yeah, Linda Seiler is amazing on that subject. She at one time struggled with sincerely believing she was a boy trapped in a woman's body, and she has quite a story to tell. And she loves the Lord and is a very powerful presenter, and that will be a popular breakout for sure. Did you see Alan Bunning's on Will You Matter in a Virtual World? That kind of gets a little bit at your artificial intelligence question. Stephen and Nicole Rozworski sharing on Does Frozen Life Matter? Not the Elsa and Captain America kind of frozen, but the frozen unborn child and frozen embryos. This couple has, I believe, adopted some, brought them to term. Erica Carlson, Does Your Matter Matter? And Erica is a professor of physics at Purdue University, always a very much appreciated presenter.
Well, this sounds like a really compelling and engaging couple of days that you guys have coming up with Symposia Christi. So, Joe, before we run out of time, we only got a couple of minutes left together here this morning. Tell us what we need to know. I know that everybody is invited, but do we need to buy tickets? How do we go about getting there, and where online is the information?
Online, the information is at symposiachristi.net, and I know you guys will probably publish it there on your page, S-Y-M-P-O-S-I-A, Christ with an I, .net, symposiachristi.net. It's free and open to the university, of course, and to the town and the gown. So anybody from Indianapolis area, any from all around Indiana, some people are even coming from Ohio. It's free and open to you. It starts at 7 p.m. as the big event Friday night. We have a faculty luncheon during the day for faculty members. As I mentioned, it's free and open to the public. But if you're coming Friday night for the 7 o'clock presentation in Loeb Playhouse on Purdue's campus, I would recommend getting there 15 minutes earlier. Come to town. I mean, Lafayette's got a lot of cool things. There's some signature restaurants like Bruno's, where you've got some Gene Cady and Painter and Drew Brees memorabilia and great pizza, and or Sacred Grounds Coffee House, which is a former strip club that's now a Christian coffee house.
And coffee and pizza, man. I'm there.
Bruno's, exactly. You love Bruno's. Yeah. But, just come early. And Saturday is when the breakout seminars are, and they are also free and open to the public. And starting Saturday morning about 9 o'clock and ending about mid-afternoon on Saturday. So, yeah, we'd love to have your audience come. Come bring a friend. Come bring a seeking friend. Come bring a friend that wonders about the image of God and the sanctity of life versus the quality of life ethic in this post-Roe v. Wade era that we live in, and post-Olgefeld, and so much confusion. And like you already mentioned, the transhuman movement. We're hoping to scratch in a lot of different areas of interest and glorify Christ through this outreach.
All right. And you did say it's all free, correct?
Right. Thanks to the sponsorship of a lot of different Christian campus ministries and churches and other friends as well.
All right. Well, hey, Joe, we've already got Symposia Christi connected on our Facebook page. So if you'd like more information, go to Moody Radio Indiana on Facebook, and you'll see how to connect to the website for Symposia Christi.
God bless you.
We're good to go. Hey, Joe, thanks so much for joining us, and stay safe out there today.
God bless you, Kelly. Thank you so much. Will do. You also.
Thank you, Joe. Bye-bye.